has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. All of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. He is commanding the people of God to arise because light has come. When you get up, he will come still more. Jesus was the light of the world, and when he passed the baton, he says, "You're the light of the world." People don't realize the significance of the shift. The body of Christ is sitting with an old man, old nature mentality, waiting for yet another revival meeting, for another great speaker, another good worship song, another something happening. And Jesus says, get up. While we're waiting for the great outpouring, get up. But God, there's a coming revival, and we're praying for it. Get up. Why? Because your light's already come. So here's the deal. I'm talking about literally stepping into destiny. There are certain realities that are made available to us because of Christ, because of the cross. You are a new creation. You are a people who have the very righteousness of Christ flowing through your veins. There's an opening. I don't know how else to describe it. I can feel an opening. It's an opening that could be defined as a Kairos moment. It's an opening that gives you access to realities of understanding that are not common or normal. There's an opening, and response is the need of the moment. I'll tell you, I cannot describe it the way I feel it, but there is such a realm of authority that is at hand. But it requires going lower than we've known, lower than we've gone before. There's something about going low in humility, humbling ourselves before the Lord, the willingness to do whatever he says, signing our name on the bottom of a blank sheet, saying, God, fill it in after I say yes. Just tell me what to do, and I will do it. There's a release of authority, a release of anointing for authority. I tell you, there are realms of authority being opened up for the people of God right now. Realms of authority, realms of authority. Arise and shine. It's consistent with the command to lift your head. It's not down there, it's up here. It's lift your head, arise and shine. How can you shine? You can only shine as you behold his glory, because you will reflect what you see. Arise and shine, because your light has already come. The glory of the Lord has already risen upon you. Darkness covers the earth. Don't be distracted by the darkness that covers the earth. Be enraptured with the light that fills your face as you behold his countenance. Because darkness covers the earth, deep darkness the peoples, but his light will appear upon you. It will arise upon you. It's arisen already, but it'll rise still more. His presence is here, but he is coming still. It is increasing. Every time we turn our hearts and faces heavenward, we welcome the King of Glory to manifest his presence even more so. Even more so, we say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Help us in our rising. Help us in our rising. God, have mercy. Accomplish in my lifetime what you have purposed, because I know I've not earned that kind of a destiny. Arise and shine. How can I shine? I'm shining because the light of Christ is in me. Remove the hindrances, the wrong identities, the misconceptions about your purpose, about who you are. Peel off.